My name is Paola Testa. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 12th of October 2009 and the time is 10:10 a.m. Please could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from?
Charlotte Rogers, 33, from Hildenborough in Kent.
And have you travelled into London especially this morning for your hour?
Well, I got my usual commuting train up, so unfortunately I do have to go back to work afterwards, but been given the morning off, which is a good thing.
And have you been to the square before and seen some wildlife on the
plinth? Yeah, I've walked past quite a lot. Working in London, I'm quite lucky that I get to see it quite a lot. So I obviously took a lot more interest once I found out that I was coming on the plinth. But yeah, so I think it's been quite fascinating watching people and seeing all the different things that everyone's been doing.
And how are you feeling about going up yourself?
I'm a bit nervous. I'm pleased it's not raining, but more nervous, I think, just because people are coming to see me. If I hadn't told anyone or it was the middle of the night, I don't think I'd be so worried, but it'll be fine once I'm up there, I'm sure, as long as I don't fall off.
And who have you got coming to see you?
My husband and my sister and some friends and my mother-in-law and hopefully some people from work are coming down as well. So it's a mix of people.
And what have friends and family's reactions been to you getting this?
Most people were didn't really know why I'd applied, and I think I didn't really know, but it's part of history really, isn't it? So something to have said you've been a part of, and then everyone has just thought, oh well, it's Charlotte, she'll be fine and she'll just get on and do it. But everyone's been really supportive and everyone's wanted to come down and watch. So I had a call from my best friend today, whose little girl isn't very well, so she can't come, so I'm going to have to give her a wave online, I think.
I
love Anthony Gormley, so I think he's a fantastic artist, and it's just such a sort of being in the middle of Trafalgar Square and being up on the plinth, it's something that you would never ever normally get to do, so to be a living statue is fabulous. I just think it's so exciting, and I think you should always try and sort of get involved in these things that really very few people can. So if you've got the opportunity, there's no harm in sort of filling in a form and sending it off.
And when you heard that you were going to be up on the plinth, how did you react?
With complete shock and surprise. I think I must have been off work, and then it must have been a Monday morning that I found out, and I got in and I just sort of screamed, I think, and shouted and turned around to the rest of the office, and everyone was just in complete amusement and bemusement, I think, and it sort of went from there, and everyone thought it's been quite hysterical. And I was away with all of work last week, and sort of tried not to mention it too much, thinking that maybe they will forget and they won't come and see me. But yeah, just complete shock, and just sort of emailed it on to lots of people, and at which point Mum said, oh sorry, we're on holiday, which was a bit disappointing, but never mind.
And what is your understanding?
I think everyone's just doing something that they, it seems to be a complete mix actually. Some people are doing it and doing what they're absolutely passionate about, and you know, you've got the people who are doing things for charities up there, and then you've got the people that just sit there, and I don't think that's necessarily wasting the hour, but it seems a shame that they just sit there. But then if that's what they want to do and they just want to read a book and, you know, just watch the world going by, then that's great. I tried to think of various things that I was passionate about or that I was hugely skilled in, and it sort of took a lot to try and work out something that I could do. But I think it's definitely worth doing something rather than just sort of sitting and reading, because I think also for the people in the square, people walking past, they like to see people doing things rather than just sitting there, even though you can't hear people a lot of the time. To actually see people do things and almost interact is quite fun.
And so when thinking about what you'll be doing, have you felt
Well, I thought I wanted to do something that I was highly skilled in, and I drew a quick sort of stop at that because I thought, I'm not really skilled. Mum was terribly helpful and said, oh, you could play the oboe. So I haven't played the oboe since I was 17, and also that would be quite a hideous noise. I love cooking and gardening, so it came down to those. I thought doing something sort of flora and fauna would be a bit tricky up on the plinth, so it came down to cooking, and then had to think, you're not allowed a naked flame. So it had to be something to do with cooking, but what could I do up there? So I'm icing cakes up there. So I made my cakes yesterday, got lots of cupcakes, And I'm going to give them out to people. I hopefully have got a bucket and a stick that will work and get it down to people. And depending on who's down there, they'll get a different cake. So I've got a colour icing for work, one for school, one for university, one for other people that I don't know. So it would just be quite fun, I think. Just nothing sort of that's taken a huge amount of effort or thought, but it's I will be doing something and getting people involved.
And you've mentioned a few reasons why you've chosen to do that. Was it mostly practical why you went with that, or how did you reach the decision?
I sort of thought of it quite early on, and it just sort of stuck, really. And I've been really busy with work, and I work in politics, and I don't want to do something political. I don't want to get heckled by people as I go past. And it just seemed to be something that worked, and it was a practical thing because I can do it. It's not raining, so that's a good help. But it was just something that I enjoy doing, and I'm sort of known for my cakes. I used to make them at 2 o'clock in the morning at teenage parties, and have been making them ever since, really. So just something fun and a bit different.
And do you have any expectations about your
Not really expectations. I hope it will go well, and I hope people will sort of like it, and I hope it works. But I'm just up there to enjoy it, really. I am a bit nervous. I think that's more about just general, the whole being part of it. But I don't have any sort of great expectations of what it will be like when I come down. I had a friend who's already been up there, and she said it was incredible. And I think once I'm sort of in the JCB and the adrenaline really, really kicks in, I think I'll just get on with it and do it.
What impact do you think you will have going on than doing what you're doing?
I think it will just be sort of a bit of entertainment for people, and I don't think I'll be impacting hugely on people's lives, but it's just nice to be one of the 2,400, and you know, obviously every person's playing their part and just helping make the project happen.
And what does it mean to you to be one of
I think it's amazing. Oh, amazing. You know, it's not a lot of people can do it. And so I feel really privileged to be doing it. Really privileged, you know. And as I said earlier, I applied, never really think that anything will come of it. But when it did, it was great.
And what would you like to take away from the whole experience?
Some great memories, I think. Just amazing to be able to say in years to come, I was part of something amazing that happened in Trafalgar Square, part of the project. Probably a bit of confidence as well. I think a lot of people seem to have, reading various blogs and things, people did come down feeling incredibly confident, and just helps them. And I don't know, I'm a confident person, but inwardly probably quite shy. So to actually get up there and do it in front of, I think friends and family are fine, and people I don't know, but when you've got work colleagues and sort of senior people at work, you know, seeing you, to get up there and just not really care, which I suppose I have to get into that mind frame. I think it will just give me a bit of a boost of confidence, really.
Would you mind telling me a little bit about your work and your background, how you got into it?
I work for the Conservative Party, organising fundraising events. I've been doing it for nearly 2 years, so I'm sort of on the other side, really, now, being part of an event, doing the this side of it. I did a politics degree at Durham years and years and years ago. Ended up working in events, and this is just the perfect marriage of sort of two things. So what I ended up doing for a living, but also combining it with what I am incredibly interested in. So just got back from the Manchester conference, which went very, very well, which was great fun. So this should be my first day back in the office, but here I am instead, which so I've got to go back later, unfortunately, go back into the office, which I don't think I'll be in the mood for afterwards, but work calls, it's a busy time, so it's quite fun actually being on the other side of an event and being part of it and being almost a participant as opposed to someone that's arranged it. Yeah, I have had to do a bit of organising in order to get here.
It must be quite an exciting time to be working in that.
Really exciting. Yeah, it's a very exciting time. We've got so much going on. You know, yet every day something new happens and you don't know what's going to happen. So today's the first day back of Parliament, so I suppose that's quite apt actually that I'm here today for that. And it's just, we've got sort of until possibly June until the next election, so it's all hands to the deck and keep on going and fingers crossed.
And is politics something you've always been interested in?
Always been really interested in it. I remember aged about 10 asking my headmaster who he was going to vote for, and Mum telling me off. And I don't know why, because I don't have any politics sort of anywhere else in the family. There's no one else is particularly involved. Just one of those things that I've always been incredibly interested in. And of course, Boris is our current mayor, so who's commissioned this project, him and his team. But yeah, so did politics A-level, politics at university, and luckily now working in it, which took a while to get into the job, a sort of perfect job for me, but I got there eventually.
And when you were working in events before, was it not politics?
No, I've worked for events companies, I've worked in venues, I've worked in the sales side, and it's really nice actually being the client this time and being the person whose event it is and putting on some just great events. I'm very lucky in what I do in that I get to work with a lot of the shadow cabinet and see them and go to some fascinating debates and evenings. So it's a really interesting job.
And are you able to put into words what it is that you enjoy about it or get out of your work?
I think I'm very lucky in that I'm working in a field that I'm incredibly interested in, and I get to meet some incredibly interesting people who were currently at the centre of, you know, an incredibly important time in politics and in the country. And I love the fact that, you know, you can turn on the telly and think, oh, you know, oh, I had lunch with them yesterday. Or so it's just to work in something that you really are passionate about is a huge plus. I've never had it in another job, so I feel very fortunate.
And do you know what your plans or ambitions are for the future?
A big question. I think work-wise, we just have to see what happens next year and almost take it from there. Obviously, we'd like to start a family eventually, but let's get the next 8 months over with and then see what happens.
And outside of your work, what are some of your interests?
I live in the country, so I do a lot of walking, a lot of cycling, I have a garden that I love. Do a lot of cooking, so a lot of entertaining friends, people that are still up in London. We seem to have a lot of weekend visitors. But just enjoying the countryside. I've got a husband of 2 years, so we just, you know, come to the theatre a lot, went to the theatre on Saturday, eating out, eating in. So just sort of usual. I don't have any excitingly different hobbies, but just I enjoy my country life. Family is very important. I have a very small family, and friends. I'm at the age where lots of people are having children, and it's just nice to see them and see everybody sort of grow. But then work also is very important. You know, doing a job I like. I'm still getting up in the morning, not sort of dreading going to work. So.
And have you ever taken part in arts projects?
I did an Andy Goldsworthy. That he did a night walk. It was a chalk path, and you went in the night and you walked the path. I did that. That was quite a long time ago, but that's it. I haven't done anything other than that, other than, you know, exhibitions. And there's, you know, obviously a lot of those you can get a lot more involved these days, and you know, there are a lot of interaction, but otherwise no, this is the first one.
And how would you describe your experience of this project so far?
It's been great. Everybody's been able to set people at ease, and it's nice that no one seems to judge you on what you do. You know, there's been such a mix of people doing things and different things going on the plinth, and everybody's just allowed to do whatever they want to do, and I think that's been great. And you know, it's had a mixture of reviews in the press, but actually being involved, it's, you know, you just think, well, I'm going to do what I want to do and I don't really care what you think. So
and who would you say that you're doing this for?
Well, I think for myself. I you know, I applied, didn't really think of doing it for anybody else. So yeah, just for myself.
And thinking back to your profile, when you filled in, you were asked to put 3 words that describe you. Do you remember what you put and why?
I think I put fun, loyal, and something else, but I can't remember what my third one was. Just because I think I am a very loyal friend. I've got a friend that I've known since I was 11 coming down today. But I think I've also got people probably coming that I've known from primary school. So, and you know, in a sense of fun, I think you've got to have a bit of a sense of fun to do something like this, haven't you? Just to, I think that's what, if you can't enjoy life, you know, it's not much point, is there? So, just get on and do it. And I can't remember what my third word was, which is really annoying. Sorry.
That's all right. And before we finish, is there anything else that we might not have asked you that you'd like to tell us about or about to
do? No, I think we've sort of covered a lot, actually.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.